Jai. Thank you for that very kind welcome for me. And I hope you are able to see what I am showing. Just tell me yes. Okay. So today we are very fortunate to go to Govardhan. In Corona times, we have been locked down at home. But as Rupa Goswami said, that there is no material impediment to any spiritual progress. So nothing can stop. Even the gopis were, you know, locked down by some of their husbands and some of their fathers, and they were not let go for Rasa Leela. But then they left their bodies and their souls went and joined Rasa Leela in the most wonderful form of the spirit, and they joined Krishna in Rasa Leela. So see, in a similar way, Corona times are also inspiring us, allowing us to visit the Holy Dham in the true platform. Generally, when we go to Holy Dhams in a physical platform, sometimes we are, you know, in the city consciousness and remember our country and our cities, and we are half mind there, half mind here. So we have some mixture of yatra, you know, not spiritual yatra. Sometimes our mind is here, mind is there, lecture is going on, we are somewhere thinking of Bombay. But now we have opportunity that physically you will be at your home, but your spirit will travel all the way to Govardhan and be there, dwell there. And so it's a very good opportunity. I request everybody to, I hope you have done your morning japa and you have taken some breakfast, so you are not now bothered with any bodily needs, urges. So you can just pray to the Lord to allow you to enter the dham in a spiritual manner. Let your soul be transported to the holy dham of Govardhan. You know, all the saintly people have always sung, when will I get residence at the bottom of Govardhan Parvat? Nija nikat niha divasa dehi Govardhan tvam Govardhanashtakam. So the goals, life of the goal of life is to finally attain residence at the bottom of Govardhan. कहते हैं ना हिंदी में, गोवर्धन की तलेटी में निवास मिलना चाहिए. वी शुड गेट रेजिडेंस एट द बॉटम ऑफ गोवर्धन. एंड इट मे बी फॉर वन आवर, इट मे बी फॉर टू आवर्स, इट मे बी फॉर फोर आवर्स, इट मे बी फॉर सेवन डेज, इट मे बी फॉर परमानेंटली, विच एवर फॉर्म. वन ऑफ द सिक्स प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रूप गोस्वामी इज डिवोशनल सर्विस दैट ही हैज मेंशन्ड इन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु इज टू हैव रेजिडेंस इन धाम of various types, but residence is important. So today we will take the opportunity to go to Govardhan, see Lord Krishna in brief. We don't have so much time to describe all the beautiful pastimes, but we will try to briefly mention. Here Indra poured rains like anything because he felt insulted because the Brijbasis did not worship him as a routine. Every year they worshipped, according to him, the stone, the inert useless stone they worshipped, and they denied his worship. He was angry, and out of the schedule he sent Samvartaka mount clouds. You know, they were supposed to be pouring the rains at the time of annihilation, at the time of pralaya. So they were also wondering, Maharaj, why are you sending us now? It's not time to go there. They don't ask any question, just go and destroy that so-called small village of Vrindavan with cows, everybody, destroy everything. I'm coming behind you. And then, you know, Sri Krishna very, 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 very graciously, easily defeated the highest power of Indra with the weakest part of his body, that is the left small finger. He don't do anything with this finger, you know. This is a very weak finger. So this weakest part of his body, Krishna defeated the highest power of the demigod Indra. 7 days and seven nights, you can see, 7 days and seven nights, Krishna lifted Govardhan effortlessly. And if time permits, sometimes we will meet again to tell you what happened under the mountain for 7 days and seven nights. Essentially, you should know that at one particular time, only one kind of leela takes place. That means one rasa. At morning times, Krishna will be with cowherd boys, so there will be Sakya rasa. In the night times, Krishna will be with gopis, so there will be Madhurya rasa. At home in the night, he will have interaction with his mother and father, so vatsalya rasa. So you will not find mixture of rasas. You always find one rasa being exhibited, one kind of pastimes being exhibited. But Govardhan Leela is the only pastime when Shantarasa devotees, Dasarasa devotees, Sakyarasa devotees, Vatsalarasa devotees and Madhuri Rasa devotees all were together, that too not for 1 hour, 2 hours, for 7 days and 7 nights. So imagine, that was a very wonderful thing that Indra did. In one sense, he created a havoc. In another sense, he brought all the devotees together. Every single Brijvasi, even the animals, birds, reptiles, every single person, cows were there together. And they had beautiful inter-rasa interactions under the Govardhan mountain. And you know, none of them felt hungry. None of them felt thirsty. None of them felt tired to go to sleep. Why is that? Because Krishna has one of the last four qualities of Krishna. Out of 64, he is Rupa Madhuri. And Krishna is so beautiful, so enchanting beauty. His one name is called Adrashta. Adrashta means what you are seeing today, nobody has seen up till now. What is the meaning of that? That means every moment, every lava matra time, Krishna's beauty is new. Before one moment what you saw, now it is not there, it is new. So Krishna is called Adrashta, unseen person. You have not seen him before. So every moment is new. So you can imagine 7 days, 7 nights, they were just drinking the nectar of Krishna's beauty through their eyes, and their cup was not getting filled. It was filled, overflowing, but not getting filled. Filled, overfilled, not getting filled. And they were just drinking and drinking and drinking. And because of that nectar, they never felt hungry, they never felt tired, they never felt like going to answer nature's call, never felt thirsty or hungry. If it was 700 days and 700 nights, even then, they would have stood there. So what was the problem? Why 7 days, 7 nights? Because the tanks of the Samvartaka clouds got over. The water was finished. So it had to stop. The rain had to stop. That's why Krishna had to keep it down after 7 days. Had it been a different universe and there was so much water in the Samvartaka clouds that 7,000 days and nights were raining would have taken place, Krishna would have held the mountain for 7,000 days and 7,000 nights, and even 7,000 days and nights, they wouldn't have drunk or eaten anything. They wouldn't have. Because the beauty of Krishna is so satisfying. All the material urges get finished when one sees Krishna's pastime. So, some other time we'll discuss that. So, this Govardhan mountain is a very special mountain, and this is the Parikrama path. You can see on the left side of your screen, there is a small pink color, longish, elongated thing. That is Govardhan Mountain. The blue, big thing which is curly in nature, crooked in nature, that is Yamuna. Yamuna is going in its serpentine-like journey. And there is a path around that small thing, that is Govardhan Parikrama path. And there is a dissecting line in between. Below that is Radha Kund, below that is Puchrika Lota side. And above you see Radha Kund already mentioned over there. So that is Radha Kund side. Brajvasis do parikrama sometimes of half-half. The half from Govardhan town to Radha Kund and come back. And some people do half from Govardhan town to Puchrika Lota. So they say Choti Parikrama and Badi Parikrama. But Gaudiya Vaishnavas do parikrama of whole. The bisecting line covering the everything from Radha Kunda and Sham Kunda and Puchrika Lota, everything is 22 kilometers. And what Sanatan Goswami was performing every day was 40 kilometers. That is called Dirgha Parikrama. This is called Parikrama. And there is something called as Mini Parikrama. That is what the Brajvasis do, Choti and Parikrama. So what they say is, Main to Govardhan ko jau mere veer nae maane mero manwa. What do they say? My mind doesn't allow me to stop. I want to go to Govardhan immediately. I want to go and do parikrama. I want to take bath in Mansikanga. My mind is just restless. When will I reach Govardhan? So that kind of approach now we should create. We should be extremely eager to go to Govardhan. So now I will tell you some brief historical aspects of Govardhan. And this is the first darshan of Govardhan. Please bow down and fold your palms and pray to Govardhan. This is non different from Vishnu himself, non different from Krishna himself, and at the same time is Haridasa Varya also, the topmost of all the devotees. The topmost of all the devotees, as declared by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are the gopis. And they call Govardhan as Haridasa Varya, the topmost of all devotees. So let us all bow down and take blessings from Govardhan, because now we are going to start Govardhan Parikrama. And Govardhan Parikrama means, any Parikrama means worshipping the lotus feet of that person whom we are going around, to with whom we are going around, to whom we are circumambulating. So we are worshipping the lotus feet of Govardhan by going around. And why we worship lotus feet of Govardhan? We want to take shelter of Govardhan, and we want to achieve the loving devotional service and bhakti and love for the Lord. So brief brief historical aspect of this is that Govardhan was created in spiritual world from the chest of Krishna as blue effulgence. It settled down on the land of Govardhan, land of Golok Vrindavan, and developed in the form of Govardhan mountain. It's a long story, I'm just cutting it short for you. But when Radharani expressed to Krishna and Golok Vrindavan that I want to have a private place where I want to perform some intimate pastimes with you, so that place, when she asked for, immediately that blue effulgence came out of the heart and settled on the ground and grew up into Govardhan mountain. Then when Mother Earth came as a cow, at that time Krishna promised, I will come. Radharani fainted that time. So Krishna asked, why did you faint? So Krishna said, Radharani said that, because I heard you are going to go. So I am just wondering, how will I survive without you? So anticipatory separation and pain. She said, how did you think that? No, I am going to take you. No, I will not come with you. Because where there is no Vrindavan, no Govardhan and no Jamuna, I don't have any desire to go to that place. So Krishna said, yes, I very much know your heart. So before even announcing to Gomata, that is Mother Earth, I have already sent 84 Krosha, part of Golok Vrindavan. I have sent the full Govardhan and I have sent the full Yamuna to Earth. So that you will be very homely and happy there. So like this, then Govardhan in a material sense came down and took birth as a son of Dronagiri, that is the mountain in Homa Himalayas, Drona, named Drona. Of course, you know all the mountains and rivers are all personalities. They take the form of mountain or river or a forest or a pond just to serve Krishna in their own unique rasa and their own unique constitutional position. So he took birth, and then what happened was he was very beautiful, very tall, filled with herbs, jewels, and fruits, and gray, and the grass, and whatever required for life, water reservoirs, waterfalls, sitting places, resting places, caves, you name it, everything that is required for a simple life and for especially devotional life. Govardhan was fully enriched with that. So Dronagiri was very happy to have such a beautiful son. And one day Pulatsi Muni came from Kashi and he desired to have Govardhan, because in Kashi there is no mountain, it's only land. So Dronagiri mountain was very upset, but what to do, we cannot deny the request of a sadhu because you may get cursed. So he agreed, and Govardhan said, yes, I will come with you. But he said, I have one condition, you cannot put me down anywhere. Wherever you put me down, I will stay there only. So there is no problem. What is the problem? He was a yogi. He could have multiplied himself in 9 forms. He lifted Govardhan as like a mushroom, you know, like a lotus flower, walking so nicely. And on the way, they came across Braj Bhumi, supposed to be the final destination of Govardhan, for which he has come down from Golok Vrindavan. So when that beautiful, loving destination came, Govardhan's devotion overwhelmed his heart. And because of that overwhelming devotion in the heart of Govardhan, the yogic power of the yogi, Pulatsi Muni, you know, was subdued. And he, who never got troubled by any urge, like urination or hunger or sleep or anger, he was totally in control. He was overwhelmed with the urge to pass water. So he couldn't even think, he just kept it down and just ran to answer to nature's call. And peacefully he came back on relieving, and he started lifting Govardhan, whom he had lifted very easily. He couldn't lift Govardhan at all. So what do we learn from here? That yogic powers, mystic powers, Siddha Yoga are subordinate to Bhakti Yoga. Govardhan did not do any tricks. He simply had devotion. But the heart filled with devotion overwhelmed the yoga power of us, of a yogi or a muni. So then he was very upset because he could not live Govardhan. And I curse you because you did not follow my instruction to come with me. I curse you that you will go in ground by the size of one sesame seed every day. He said, Manjur hai, I agree with you, I don't mind. But I will not leave this place because first of all, I didn't keep myself down, you kept me down. So I have kept my promise, you didn't keep your promise, so fine. So that is the way how Govardhan finally reached the Govardhan area where he is now. And of course, from that time he is going down and down and down. So Satya Yuga, and then Treta Yuga, and then Dwapar Yuga. So what Krishna lifted was a smaller mountain, not the original mountain which appeared in Dronagiri Himalayas. Anyways, in Treta Yuga, one more history is there. The Lord Ramchandra, the same Lord, Supreme Lord, came to perform pastime. Sita was stolen. So he was building a bridge to bring Sita back to fight a war in Lanka. And what happened was, there was a time limit. There was a hurry. There was not like a leisurely, decorative bridge you can build. So Hanumanji was looking for big mountains so that he can just fill up the gap. And they said, now 7 kroshas, that means 14 miles long mountain is required. So can you bring one straight one so we can just finish the job? So Hanumanji was searching, and while he was wandering in the sky, he saw Govardhan mountain. Maybe exactly fitting the size he wanted. So he came down, and he had no time to do all the rituals. He just wanted to lift and fly. But he just couldn't lift it. Generally, he would lift with one hand and he would fly. He couldn't do it with one hand. He put both hands, he could not lift it. He put all his strength with both hands, he couldn't do it. So he thought, maybe I will see the extension. In what far? Let me understand how far it is. So he started flying from one side. Govardhan started growing from that side. So Hanumanji could not find the end of one side. So he went to other side. Govardhan started growing on other side. So Hanumanji understood he is not an ordinary personality. He is a great personality. So that time he bowed down. He said, oh my dear, please, who are you? Please give me your parichay, introduction. So he said, you didn't ask anything. Why you are lifting me? Nothing. You just started lifting me without any etiquette. So he told, he just told the whole Ramayana in brief, you know, I'm in a hurry. Oh really? My Supreme, my Lord, my Master requires me. He became lighter than a cotton. And immediately Hanumanji lifted and flew in the sky. But what happened? Devavani, all the demigods, they announced that the bridge is complete. Now there's a difficulty. He had to keep him down. And Govardhan cried and cried and cried and cried. Hanumanji himself was bewildered. What kind of a devotion and love? So at one place it is said that Hanuman gave him option that now you stay here. Next time Lord will perform his pastimes very near you. Then he comes next time. But in the other place it is said that Hanumanji went to Lord Ram and explained, I met such a wonderful devotee of yours. I was not able to believe his devotion. I was wonderstruck. So Lord Ram sent a message. Gave him 2 choices. He said, you come now and become the form of part of the bridge and you will get my lotus feet only once. I will cross over and next time I'll fly from there to Ayodhya. Or I come next time as Krishna and I perform my intimate pastimes in and around you for the period of 11 years. So Giriraj Govardhan thought, second choice is good. So he said, fine. But he was very, very sad because he lost his seva. So he said, Hanumanji, you can't leave me. You can keep me only on one condition. You can keep me only on one condition that you will stay with me here to console me, to give me support. So it is said, Hanumanji stayed back in the form of Puchrika Lautha Baba. One form he left there, and he was there meditating and worshipping along with Govardhan to console him. And original form went to Lanka and they had a fight and then all those things. So Lautha Baba is supposed to be Hanumanji staying there to support Hanumanji for Govardhan Parvat. These are brief stories, a historical point of view. So now we will have darshan of Govardhan and we will begin our parikrama. Now we have to understand that we are there. We are not in Atlanta or in Mumbai or in Delhi somewhere. We are right now entering by bus at the Radhakund side, and we are entering inside and going to Manasi Ganga. And now we are waiting there near Manasi Ganga and now understanding what are the rules of Govardhan Parikrama. Govardhan Parikrama means constantly chanting the holy names. You may not chant loudly, but you have to always keep on remembering the holy names while you are doing Parikrama. No talking about worldly matters. No thinking about what is there for lunch and breakfast and dinner today. What's going to be there? Don't think. Another thing is don't pick up any shila. Don't pick up any stones from there because every stone, pebble, smallest particle is non-different from Krishna and non-different from Govardhan and it is not allowed to be taken out of Govardhan area, out of Braj anywhere. And best course of action is to keep fast while we are walking and keep always gazing at Govardhan. Don't look at the Shingara stall, don't look at the banana stall, don't look at the monkeys, don't look at here, don't look at there. Only keep gazing at Govardhan because Govardhan is not different from Krishna, so you are looking at Krishna directly. Our mood should be serving the lotus feet of Govardhan and we should know that what we are going to do today, it was performed by Krishna the first. Krishna performed Govardhan Parikrama first, the first person to perform was Sri Krishna. He led the Brajvasis for Govardhan Parikrama. Some rules. One can do Govardhan Parikrama in 3-4 parts. Suppose you are old, maybe you can walk for 3 hours, maybe after 1 hour, you can halt next day, third day, fourth day. You can do in many parts. But one rule is there that you have to stay in Braj only. You cannot go to Delhi, go to Bombay, come back again and do second part and third part again, go to Madras, come back and do third part. No. Till the time you do, you can go to Barsana, Vrindavan, Mathura, anywhere you can go. But you have to stay in Braj only and you can do Govardhan Parikrama in parts, no problem. Or you can do at one shot also. Lord Chaitanya began his Parikrama at Mansi Ganga by taking bath in Mansi Ganga and by taking darshan of Haridevji. So we'll do the same thing. Before that we'll come to an understanding what kind of Parikramas are there. This is Parikrama path. On the right, on our left side is Govardhan Mountain and we're keeping the Govardhan Mountain on right side, people are walking. Now, the best and wonderful way of doing Parikrama is to walk barefoot. Give up the shoes and footwear and walk. It takes about, if you walk reasonably good, it takes about 6 to 8 hours. I'm giving a range. So one is walking barefoot. Second is like this. Children, pregnant women, old men can take a thela and go with that. The thela wala will follow you. He will guide. He'll take your guidance and follow. So the second way. And the third way, look at this. This is called Dandavati Parikrama. Dandavati Parikrama means you don't walk. You offer Dandavat and you go and offer Dandavat and you offer Dandavat and that's how you do Parikrama. And there is something called a single Dandavati Parikrama. That means you offer only one Dandavat at one point and go ahead and next Dandavat. That is one at time. That may take 3 days. But there are people who do 21 Dandavati Parikrama. That means at one spot they will offer 21 times. Some will do 51 times. Some will do 108 times. Some will do 1008 times also. So what are the stones? The stones are count. Now he has put one stone in front. His hand will come back, pick up another stone, put in the front. He will put another Dandavat. And when all the stones on leg side are over, then he will put his whatever chadar he has put on front of the front ones. And again he will lift 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Looks like he has got 108. So this is Dandavati Parikrama. Of course, this takes sometimes 1 month, 1.5 months, sometimes 3 months also, depending on the speed that they are doing. Anyway, so we are beginning our Parikrama. We have come to a place called Manasi Ganga. Yes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and began his Parikrama. Please, please get down the water and take bath. We will take quick bath and we will take Achman and we will pray to Manasi Ganga. In short, the story of Manasi Ganga is like this, that Gangaji, the elder sister of Yamunaji, Yamunaji was blessed with so much of physical association of Krishna right from the time of birth. What was day of birth? Right from time of birth, Krishna jumped into water and made it Charanamrita. So much of something we call Angasanga, that means physical proximity association. So Ganga Devi requested Yamuna Devi, please pray to the master that I also should get some association and some Leela Seva in the Dham. So by this way, Lord gave residence to Ganga in Vrindavan Dham in the middle of Govardhan. So what is the Leela? His father Nanda Baba was listening to Katha of Ganga Gaurav, that means glories of Ganga. And it was heard that just by touching the tail of the snake, that snake got delivered into Vaikuntha form. Sarupya Mukti, Garuda was carrying as a food, and the tail touched the water of Ganga, and Ganga delivered that person into Vishnu Duta, and went. Garuda, instead of eating the snake, he put him on the back, Chaturbhuja, and took him to Vaikuntha. Nanda Baba just stood up there only. Right now, I want to go to Ganga. So Krishna, you know, doesn't like the idea of leaving grudge. So what he did? He told, "You come with me." So they all followed him. He brought them to the middle of Govardhan mountain. That is first thing. And then suddenly Krishna, from Krishna's heart, they saw, witnessed Ganga Devi coming out of the heart of Krishna. First miracle. Second miracle, that Ganga, four-armed, beautiful Devi, sitting on the crocodile, bowing down to our child Krishna and saying, "My dear Lord, what is the order for me?" Second surprise. Third surprise, Krishna is saying, ordering, "Please pour your water and let us have bath in your waters." So third surprise and fourth surprise, she poured the water, followed the instruction of our little child Krishna, and an ocean-like pond was created there. And immediately Krishna, sorry, Nanda Baba, elder Gopas, Gopis and Krishna Balaram, everybody took bath there. So Krishna declared that you don't need to go out of Braj. Every single holy place that you need to go, you feel like going, is included in Braj Bhumi. Today also, imagine that time, today also, Manasi Ganga, which is called as Manasi Ganga because it came out of the mind and heart of Krishna, it was named as Manasi Ganga. This is the way Ganga got residence. This is the biggest pond in the whole of Braj Bhumi, even today also, by any standards. So you see various aspects of Manasi Ganga, because we cannot just take the picture in one frame, you know, it's impossible. So to go to the sky in a helicopter or a drone, this is various angles of Manasi Ganga. Then this is what once that is produced, they took bath. So the purpose is not over. Krishna will not just let the whole pond of Ganga just go like that only without any purpose. So Krishna performed unlimited Nauka Vihar, boating pastimes. You can see Krishna is beautifully rowing sitting the boat, playing flute, and gopis are there. You can see one more picture of Nauka Vihar Leela, boating pastimes. Another picture of ISKCON, Nauka Vihar Leela. And you can see the boat. There was a boat, dilapidated boat, when gopis came there. And there was no boatman, it was getting twilight time. They were wondering how to go. So an old boatman was there. He said, "Come on, let's okay." They negotiated the price. Some butter would be there for negotiation. And they started rowing. And of course, it's a long story. But you know, that old man was actually Krishna, who had disguised as the boatman. He first asked for his tax before only. Then he said, "Massage my hands and feet. I am sleepy. Now water is coming in the boat. And now you throw your pots. Now you throw your ornaments. Everything is heavy. This all water is coming inside." And finally, he arranged thunder to come. And the clouds gathered and started raining and thunderous atmosphere. And then Gopi Radharani, out of fear, embraced the boatman. And when she embraced the boatman, she realized that he was Krishna. He asked, "What is the reason you did this pastime today?" He said, "I wanted to perform boating pastimes with you." So suddenly, old dilapidated boat was converted into a very beautiful, opulent boat. All the gopis got the ornaments back and they got all the ingredients and they served Krishna the whole night. They did boating. You know how many nights? One night of Brahma was included in the one earthly night by Krishna when he rode the boat with them. They sang songs and they did so many beautiful things. One night of Brahma is supposed to be 132 crores of years. That much is the duration of one Brahma's night, and that much time gopis, you know. So I told you, one, there are unlimited number of boating pastimes of Krishna, because Krishna performed boating pastimes every day in Manasi Ganga. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath here and he went to Haridev temple. This Haridev temple, there is Haridev deity. This deity was made by Vajranabh, the great grandson of Krishna, who was ordered by Krishna to, you know, renovate and establish the holy places of Vrindavan where he performed pastimes after his departure. So this is one of the deities which he carved, Haridev, and he is the lord of Govardhan. there are four devas. We have Keshav Dev in Mathura, we have Govinda Dev in Vrindavan, we have Haridev in Govardhan, and we have I forgot the fourth one. Anyways, so we take darshan of Haridev, and like Lord Chaitanya began his parikrama, we are beginning our parikrama. At the bottom of Haridev, there is something called as Manasa Devi. She is also along with Haridev residing there, so we are supposed to take blessings of her also. So we'll take the blessings of Manasa Devi, who is a form of Parvati Devi, Bhavani Devi, the wife of Lord Shiva. We take her blessings and start our parikrama. I want to mention to you that whatever number of parikramas I have done till today, every parikrama, whenever I did, there was also one question: will I be able to complete the parikrama? It's a big task, you know. So if every parikrama I do, and I tell the co-yatris, fellow yatris, to do, that you pray to Radharani, pray to Balaramji, and pray to Lord Nityananda for giving you spiritual and physical strength to complete the parikrama at one go. So you all please pray to Lord Balaramji, Radharani, and Nityananda Prabhu to give you enough strength to be attentive, focused, and complete it in two parts, that is today and tomorrow. So now we see that from other angle, the Mukharavinda. It is one of the face of Lord Govardhan, where he accepted the Chappan Bhoga. As per Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati, this is the bona fide one. And as per Vallabhacharya, the Jatipura one is bona fide. Both are bona fide because both the places he accepted the Bhoga. This is the Shila, Mukharavinda Shila. So please take darshan, please touch the Lord. It is said, just by touching the Shila of Govardhan, one gets freed from all the sins of accumulated for millions of lifetimes. Just by touching once, it's so important. So offer your pranams to Govardhan, and we go ahead, and we have now crossed the, we come out of the mountain Mansi Ganga, and to the main road, to a small gully, and to main road. Now this is called Dan Ghati. What is the meaning of Ghati? Ghati means a passage, official passage, by which you can traverse across Govardhan from Barsana side to Mathura side. So it's an official pathway. You and me also can traverse. Otherwise, we are not supposed to climb the Govardhan mountain. As the devotees of Lord Vishnu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did not cross. So we are also not supposed to cross. But these are official crossing pathways. Ghati. And Dan Ghati means Dana pastimes take place in this place. That's why it's called Dan Ghati. This particular white temple that you see, there is another Mukharavinda here. And they dress him up as Krishna. And amazingly, Krishna's dressing in Nathadwar and Krishna's dressing in here every day happens to be coincidentally same. People have proved it by flying or whatever way. In the same day they have gone to from here to Nathadwara. The color of the dress, the ornamentation is all same. This is mystic, totally mystic. No logical explanation behind it, okay? Then we from here we take left turn and we go on the Anyur path, that means the further parikrama path. This is supposed to be that line, dividing line. In my picture, the dividing line is over here. We left, take left turn, and first we come across on right side. This is Charanashila, Radharani Charanashila. Please take blessings of Radharani. Please bow down, touch the Shila, and offer prayers that let me complete. And just above that you can see another big Shila. Just above that you can see there are many Shilas. Actually, Govardhan starts giving darshan from here. Please take darshan. And we go ahead. And we come across, see the beautiful darshan of Govardhan. Very beautiful darshan. You can see very closely, some of them are blue in color. Some of them are light in color. And some of them have caves under the big shilas. You will be able to appreciate. But keep gazing at Govardhan very carefully and very intently. Then you will come to know. The small structure on the mountain is called Dani Raya Temple. Dani Raya means the Lord who took Dan, who begged donations from gopis. But because Muslims attacked that temple and the temple became contaminated, there is nothing there, no deity over there. Then we come across on left side immediately ISKCON Bhajan Ashram. Kamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Kesho Bharti Maharaj and many more, they came together to build this ashram just for bhajan purpose. There is no satsang, there is no kirtan, there is no festival. Of course festivals are there, but no mass collection of people. There are cave-like rooms. And ISKCON sannyasis go there recuperate from health issues, recuperate and do their bhajan, ekanta bhajan. They climb on the terrace and Govardhan 24-hour darshan open there from terrace. Exactly across the Govardhan. No? They always say, this darshan never closes. 24/7 darshan. You know, no closure, no opening. It's always open. It's very beautiful. I have stayed here many times, and one time I stayed one full day and night with Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And what to tell you, when I stayed there, I heard that it rains sandalwood pulp. Can you believe that? I was not believing that. See, whatever sandalwood paste you make at home, na, the rain of that falls there. So I said, how do I believe it? He said, stay awake in the night. So Radhanath Maharaj Gurudev was resting in the room, and I just stayed awake. Till 2:30 I was standing, it was freezing cold, you know. And I was not able to get any rains. And believe me, at 2:30 a.m. it rained. It rained sandalwood, and my green overcoat, cold overcoat, had all droplets of chandan on my jacket. And all the floor of the terrace was chandan, everything. I had to believe it. My chappal, which I had removed, was filled with chandan droplets. So it rains chandan there. So this is that place where we had very beautiful stay and experiences. This is the entrance with Govardhan Shilas. See the Shila very closely. Every Shila has some design. You can even see in some Shilas Mahabharat war scene. You can see Krishna Balaram playing. You can see Radha Krishna facing and sitting each other. You can see assembly of cowherd boys. You can see cows. You can see many, many things. But now it is little far. But every stone of Govardhan has got designs, because cowherd boys used to make designs on that. Then we have DT. A darker Govardhan Shila is Krishna. A lighter Govardhan Shila is Balaramji. So Krishna and Balaram are residing in the Iswan Bhajan Ashram, giving us their blessings. Please bow down and we'll go ahead now. Exactly when we come out of Iswan Bhajan Ashram, immediately in a few minutes we come to Dan Nivartan Kunda. The small story of that place, that Krishna, Krishna's father Nanda Baba was performing a yagya in the middle of Govardhan. The gopis heard that. They wanted to offer their ghee. They wanted to offer their butter and all the other products. So they started from Barsana, and the cowherd boys came to know that they are coming, and they informed Krishna. Krishna said, we'll go and stop them in Dan Ghati. So they stopped them in Dan Ghati and then troubled them like anything. Somehow gopis convinced them that, see, your father's yagya time is getting over, we are getting late, please do not stop us now, we will come tomorrow and give you. So they let them go. So in time they reached, and then they, you know, delivered the ghee and everything, whatever they had to want to offer, and yagya went well. And that promise was, the next day at the same place will come with pot fulls of all those things. So they said, okay, we'll teach them a lesson. So they, at that time, they didn't appear on the road, Dan Ghati, but they hid themselves in the bushes. And when Krishna and cowherd boys came very happily, that okay, today we'll get our tax, they jumped on them and they tied them. They tied their shikhas to trees and they arrested them. And then helplessly Krishna Balaram cried, please deliver us, please release us. We are sorry, what to do, tell us. That tomorrow you will become gopis and we will become gopas. Your chieftain will become Radharani, and our chieftain will become Krishna. Radharani will become Krishna. So they came next day at this place called Dana Nivartan Kunda. Dana Nivartan means return. Nivartan means returning. So they returned their tax by becoming Krishna, becoming gopi, Radharani, and cowherd boys becoming gopis. And they brought 1 month full of matka, and they gave the pot of butter and ghee and yogurt to Krishna. To Krishna, who is now Radharani. So this is the place where they returned their tax and fulfilled the punishment given by Radharani. So we have darshan of this place. Behind is Govardhan Mountain. This is Dan Nivartan Kunda. Do achman, take bath, do not worry about the water. Everything is divine. Nothing will happen. Go ahead. This is Dan Nivartan Kunda, and we come across now. From there we walk to Anyor Kshetra. This is called Anyor village, Annakuta Kshetra. Now it is said that from Dan Nivartan Kunda to this place, which is about 2 to 3 kilometers, every single square millimeter was filled with mountains and mountains and mountains of food, and ponds and ponds and ponds of liquids like kheer and juices and so many things. There was not even a space to put your little finger in between the two offerings. Such a, you know, we have our place where we offer our chappan bhoga for Krishna. And it's a very small place. But even there also thousands of offerings fit in. You can imagine over 2-3 kilometers if somebody puts offerings, how many offerings must have been made that time? So this place is called Annakoot Kshetra. And we walk from here and we go to Anyur village, where Govardhan is seen very close, and also tallest Govardhan is seen there. You can again observe, some are blue and some are light colored. And under the big ones, there are some caves. Please watch carefully. And it is said that these tall trees standing, they are the hair standing of Govardhan, looking at all of you who are taking darshan in ecstasy. Again, beautiful darshan of Govardhan Maharaj. And then, this is the symbolic Annakoot Chappan Bhoga offering, where Sri Krishna accepted the Chappan Bhoga and said, Anyor, Anyor, give me more, give me more. One small thing I'll tell you. Two gopis did not come, could not come there. They stayed at their homes only, and from there only they made mountains of food. So Krishna extended his hand and picked up the mountain. That place is called Hathras. From there he picked up some mountains and gulped. And he put his hand behind. Near Barsana there is one place called Badrola. There was a gopi called Badrola who also made her mountain near her house. So that village is only called Badrola. So Krishna put his hand behind and picked the mountain and also ate. So that place is called Badrola. So this is one small punch. Then we come across the next place. Watch this place very carefully. You can see Govardhan from behind, and front there is Sankarshan water of the Kunda. Behind on the mountain there is a temple. Can you see the temple? The temple is a Gopalji temple. That is what Madhavendra Puri revealed. I'll tell you at Govindkund. But you can see from here first time Gopalji in the Gopal White temple in the mountain, and in front you have Sankarshan Kund. Very beautiful Kund, and that I have shown the arrow of Gopal Mandir. And you see, before it was maybe 30 years of my visits to Govardhan, Sankarshan Kund used to be a gutter and a foul smelling place. I wouldn't even stop there because I couldn't even stop there. And what will I tell? What pastime I can tell there? It's all gutter water. But my friend, Mr. Vinit Narayan, the founder of Braj Foundation, he renovated the whole place. He brought a DT which was total 40 feet solid stone, 16 feet underground, 24 feet above the ground, solid stone, many, many tons of weight. And you can see me on the top doing Abhishek. This is my own picture. And we did the very first ever Abhishek of water before the Panchamruta Abhishek and installation. I was in the camp, so he invited me. I went there and I poured, I don't know how many hundreds of pots I poured on the body of Lord Sankarshan. So you can see from distance now, near the fountain next to that is a DT. And now it has been converted into a beautiful, picturesque, Prekshaniya Sthal. You can see again Sankarshan Kund, very beautifully made. And this is photograph from the side of the DT. Now I am with the DT taking the photograph. So this is from that side. And this is the Mount Fountain. Now what happened was, Vajranab made this DT of Sankarshan, Bhagavan, 4.5 feet tall. This is the original DT, which was one time thrown in the Sankarshan Kund, and people ran away because Muslims were attacking. When that attack was over, the DT came in the dream of the local pujaris and told, please get me out. So they took him out and they worshipped. But then, in the course of time, the whole place got dilapidated and it was renovated. And now there is another Utsav Murti just next to that, and worshipped by a Brahmin called from Tirupati. He is staying there permanently at the bottom of Govardhan and worshipping Sankarshana. The main deity is 40 feet near the Kunda. This one is the original one, and he has another Utsav Murti which he worships. Now I'll tell you one miracle. When that deity was brought to that location, it had to be, you know, in a very computerized way located, put in the place where it was. So when they lifted with so many cranes, it was not designed to twist or anything, but Sankarshan Bhagwan himself twisted, took his face at the back, exactly opposite side, took darshan of the Gopalji Mandir, and again turned back and stood in the place where he is standing today. That miracle took place when they actually located, established the deity where it is today. So, Sankarshan, this is a form of Lord Balaram, expansion of Lord Balaram. Please take bath in these pristine waters of Sankarshan Kund. Please pray to Lord Balaram to give you strength physically and spiritually to do parikrama and to perform your devotional service in this life. Sankarshan is the maintainer of the whole, first of all, he is the creator of spiritual world and material world, and maintainer also. His expansions maintain, even Mahavishnu is his expansion, Narayan is his expansion. Narayan maintains the spiritual world, Vaikunthas, and Mahavishnu maintains the material world. So he is the sustenance, he is the power which sustains. He also expands himself into Ananta Shesha and holds the whole creation. And there are many Ananta Sheshas, not one. Every particular Brahmanda, this one Ananta Shesha is holding it from below. So we offer our pranams and gratitude and we go ahead. Now, Sanatan Goswami used to perform 40 kilometers parikrama. And we generally go ahead from here and we reach Govind Kund and everything. But now we take a detour, we take a left turn and we go to Dirgha Parikrama, which Sanatan Goswami did. And we come across a village called Petha, which is called as Pravishtavan. Pravesh, that means entrance, where Krishna entered under the earth and went in a cave called Pravishta Gufa. And going under the cave, inside he lifted from underground the whole Govardhan Mountain. So this whole area, whole village is called Petha. Now this is Chandra Sarovar. Now just behold the beauty of this Ashtakoni. Just see the beauty of this cone. It has got 8 angles. And there are beautiful deities there, nice sitting places, big banks, and another angle. Again, you cannot take it from ground, you have to go on the sky, take full picture. Okay, now I will describe to you when Krishna performed his Sharadiya Rasa Yatra in autumn, and then he performed many times. But when the spring began, he started performing Ras Lila at the bottom of Govardhan. You know, Govardhan is sinking na, every day. So that time Govardhan was till this place. Govardhan was till this place, till the Peta Gaon. The cave was there, right there, under the Govardhan only. But now Govardhan has gone far away and the cave remains there only. Because the mountain has gone down over the years. For so many years of 5,000, 2,249 years now, since Krishna lifted Govardhan. So Krishna started performing Ras Lila and divine sweat started coming out from the bodies of gopis Radharani and Krishna. He started getting collected in this pond. And the demigod was so inspired. Moon god got so inspired. Moon god put some drops of nectar, Amruta, in this pond to preserve it eternally. And then the dance went on and the gopis, they're dancing, 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 and Krishna dancing and the demigods dancing in the sky, trying to match up the tune. They could not match up the tune, and finally Chandra Devata got so overwhelmingly ecstatic that he melted in this pond. That is why this pond is called Chandra Sarovar, because the moon god melted in this pond. So there is Amrut also, there is moon god also, there is divine sweat of Krishna and Radharani and gopis also. Everything is there. It's very, very divine pond. Now you can see Krishna performed Ras Lila here. So these are lotus footprints of Radharani and Krishna. This is Krishna's lotus footprint because there is Shankar Chakra Padma Gada also. Now, Garga Sanhita says that one who witnesses by his own eyes handprints, footprints, and body prints of Krishna, he will not take birth again in the material world. This is the verse of Garga Sanhita. So please take darshan, take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Chandra Sarovar. And now I'll show you. This is the place, Rasa Mandala, where actually Rasa was performed by Radha and Krishna. And today also, every day, this is the place of Radharani's and Krishna's Rasa Lila. Now, I will take you to this tree. It's a very unique Pilu tree, very dear tree of Radharani, Pilu. The way it goes, the whole thing is flowing on the ground only, instead of going above the ground. All branches are just going on the ground, very humble, showing that we have to crawl like this at the feet of Krishna. Very dear to, and it creates an umbrella. Always it creates an umbrella. You can stand under the umbrella. So what we do when we are doing parikrama? We embrace all these trees and we pray to the trees because they are kalpa vrikshas. One, two, they are gopis. Two, three, they are Radharani herself. Fourth, they are Rishi Munis worshipping in the form of trees. So show so many glories of the tree, either they are Radha herself or gopis, or they are Kalpavrikshas, the desire trees, or they are saintly people, Rishi Munis, performing their bhajan in the form of the tree. So we embrace, this is Kadamba tree, this is people tree also. You can see the beautiful trees. Then this is Bhajani Shila. Indra actually came down and tried to give some melody by playing on this Shila like a drum. So Krishna, Indradev played on this Shila and tried to match up the melody, but they could not match. But he still anyways attempted to beat this and create some melody which was unmatching. Then at this place, the famous blind saint Surdas, he stayed for 73 years. He was called as Sur Sagar because he has ocean-like qualities. And he stayed for 73 years and composed all his bhajans at the bank of Chandra Sarovara. And this is Samadhi. So he was one of the dear Sakha devotee of Krishna, especially of Srinathji Maharaj. So please offer your heartfelt pranam to Surdasji. He is one of the famous dedicated saint of Indian culture and very much glorified all over India. So we sing beautiful songs here composed by Surdasji. And very humble. Actually, Surdasji had written all the songs, whatever he witnessed in the heart of his, on the curtain of his heart, because he was blind by, materially was blind. But all the leelas he saw in vision, and only those leelas which he saw in vision, he composed those beautiful songs. Please understand. It was not something like, you know, we do ta to ta and ma to ma and connect the rhyme and make some effortful poetry. He wrote the poetry what he was witnessing, not what he was imagining. One time I went to market to ask how many books are there. There are 6 big volumes of what he composed. And another one is there, Sur Vinay Patrika. It's very famous in Indian spiritual circle. Vinay Patrika is like Bhagavad Gita, something like that. Very, very important. Lot of essential spiritual teachings are there in Vinay Patrika. Anyways, we offer our pranams to Surdasji and we pray to Surdasji. Yes, you are blind by physically, but we are blind spiritually also. So please give us spiritual vision. The way you saw Krishna and his pastimes, also give us the vision to see Krishna and serve him in a very humble mood. Then we go ahead. And what happened when Krishna was dancing, all the gopis thought, he is dancing only with me, I am so special. Everybody thought like that because he had expanded into so many forms along with each gopi. So when gopis got proud, Krishna left immediately and he stood on the path as Vishnu, Chaturbhuja Vishnu, four-armed Vishnu. This temple which you see is where the lotus was there, because where he stood as four-armed Vishnu, and immediately because he stood at four-armed Vishnu, Dudh Sagar, Kshir Sagar, the milk ocean appeared over there. Lotus flower appeared under his feet and whole Kshir Sagar appeared over there. And Krishna stood with four arms. And then gopis came there and they asked Krishna, Vishnu only, where is Krishna? Have you seen? So one of the arms, Vishnu so told, he went this way. So gopis just ran that way. And somehow with the love of gopis, still Krishna could hold and maintain his four arms. And then in the end Radharani came. And she was talking to Bumblebee, giving discussion with Bumblebee, sometimes harsh words to Bumblebee, thinking that Bumblebee is Krishna. And then she saw four-armed Vishnu. She bowed down and said, have you seen my dear Krishna? And when the way she asked, the way her emotion was, Krishna could not maintain his two extra arms. Shankha, Chakra, Padma, Gada all disappeared. Two arms melted away. And he was forced to become again two-armed Krishna. So Krishna doesn't have power to maintain his Aishwarya, his opulence in Vrindavan Dham. He attempts sometimes, but Radharani's love, Yashoda's love, fails his opulence and makes it disappear. So Krishna wanted to show his four-armed Vishnu, but he couldn't maintain himself. He had to come in two-armed form. So in this temple, there's a deity of Krishna which has four arms, but he's Krishna himself. He's not Vishnu. He's a very beautiful, magnanimous, long, big Kshir Sagar Kund is there. You can see from other angle. I have taken this from other angle. Very huge. You can see another angle. you can see another angle, very huge, in the banks of Shiv Sagar Kumbh. That means this is this place, by this pastime, Krishna established Milk Ocean in Vrindavan Dham. Gave residence to Milk Ocean. And this is the pastime. The gopis are, you know, meeting Krishna in the forearm form. Of course, the picture is not very clear, but they are talking to forearm Krishna, Vishnu. Where is Krishna? Have you seen him? This is the picture. And this is a tree called Aitha Kadam, Twisted Kadam. Huh? What is the story behind it? When it was pouring rains like anything, Sri Krishna told the Vrijvasis, come with me. Now if you and me were there, now we would have asked, "Are you are the cause of all trouble. Now where are you taking us?" Huh? But they didn't ask that. Krishna said, come with me. They all went with full faith that whatever has happened, he only will save us. So he took them to middle of Govardhan, in the place where I told you, Pravishta 1. He took them there and he said, the boys asked him, so Krishna, what are you going to do now? Of course, they can't ask him this tone. They were in anxiety because it was raining like anything. What are you going to do now? So Krishna said, I am going to lift Govardhan. Now suppose Adi Gadadhar Prabhu's small son, he asks him, beta, what are you going to do? So he will say, Papa, I am going to lift the whole house. So what will you do? You will just laugh and laugh and laugh. So he said, I will lift the Govardhan mountain. It's like a, you know, impossible, like I will lift Bhaktivedanta Hospital. It's like that. So how to believe, how to make them believe? So Krishna, as a small boy, 7-year-old boy, you know, uprooted one huge Kadamba tree and just twisted the whole tree like we twist the whole cloth after washing and free it from water. So this tree is that tree. You can see the twisted Kadamba tree. They have maintained that tree. That tree has left its body, but somehow they have varnished it and maintained. You can see, you will never see a tree anywhere like this. They cannot make this tree like this. Nobody can build this tree. This is an actually twisted tree. So when the coward boys saw that Krishna had lifted big tree and twisted it, they somehow believed it, he will lift. And then he entered that Pravishta Gupa. He entered the Pravishta Gupa. Now you see, this particular temple, there is a cave which is just next to the deity of Lord Chaturbhuj Narayan. They don't allow to take pictures, that's why they don't have pictures. Where the deity is standing, Chaturbhuj Narayan, who is Krishna himself, just next to that there was an entrance of that cave. And I have seen the cave and the entrance of the cave, but now, because Govardhan has gone far away, they have closed it with cement and there is no more cave there. But the Pravishta Gupa used to be here, next to Chaturbhuj Narayan. So again, take darshan of Shir Sagar Kunda, not different from Shir Sagar. Bow down, take bath quickly, take ashvan and offer your prayers that we should not get proud by any blessings of Krishna. So always remain humble, not become proud with the blessings we receive, because it's Krishna's blessings, so it's not our blessings. We are fortunate to get it, but we don't deserve it. So we never should get proud, because pride is one only thing which keeps us away from Krishna. So we pray to Govardhan, pray to Chaturbhuj Narayan Ji, please free us from pride and we move ahead. And now we leave this place and we come to another place called Gulal Kunda. This is a very beautiful place. Very off the way from Govardhan, but on the Govardhan Parikrama only. The village is called Gantholi. Gantholi. Gant means knot. So the name has come from the word Gant, knot. Now what is the story of this place? You can just see this beautiful tree. The right side tree is Kadamba tree, lighter color. Left side tree is darker color, is called Tamal tree. And both the trees are knotted together, amazingly and mysteriously. You can see very carefully, I'll show you more. You can see now close by. How white tree, Kadamba tree represents Radharani. Black, darker Tamal tree represents Tamal Krishna. And one time, Krishna and Radharani were sitting here, engrossed in each other, totally forgotten what's happening around. So gopis came there, they didn't even look at them because they were so engrossed in each other. So gopis went behind and Lalita tied their cloths together in a knot. After some time, when they came to external consciousness and they stood up, they realized that they are tied up. And when they realized, they were so embarrassed that they are tied up. And all the gopis laughed and laughed and laughed to see them tied up. Actually, they only tied up. But when they were embarrassed and still in embarrassment, they picked up their pistons and they drenched them with holy colors. They drenched them with holy colors. They were amazed, you know, they were so embarrassed, but they were so amazed to see showers of colored dyes on them. And what happened was, this particular pond was formed. This is called Gulal Kunda because Gulal was liquefied in water and was thrown on them, and all the water which was thrown on them, colorful water, collected to form this Kunda, which is called Gulal Kunda. Very beautiful Kunda formed out of the colors which were thrown on the body of Radha and Krishna by the gopis. One more important situation is that this is the only place in whole Braj where daily Holi is played 12 months a year. All 30 days a month, 12 months in a year, every single day they play Holi here. This is a place for all time along Holi. So whenever you go in the eye camp time, go in December, go in middle of May, they will throw color on you. It's all filled up with color. Okay. You see the color, the tree also having pink color on that, Gulal. So have a beautiful darshan. Now there's a very beautiful story of this place. The story of this place is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, right? He came to Kamevan, he took bath in Bimal Kund, he came to Nandagaon, he took bath in Pavan Sarovar and other kundas, then he climbed the mountain, he revealed the deity of Yashoda, Nanda and Krishna, then he came to Govardhan and he took bath in Mansi Ganga and he did the parikrama of Govardhan Parvat. Then he wanted very much to take darshan of Gopalji, the temple which I showed you. But it was on the mountain, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas and the devotees of the Lord do not climb on Govardhan. They climb on Nandishwar and Barsana, Brahmachal, but not climb on Govardhan because Govardhan is Vishnu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting as a devotee of the Lord, so he did not want to climb the mountain, but he had desire to take darshan of Gopalji. So he prayed and prayed and prayed. So Gopalji developed the urge to give him darshan. So Gopalji spread the rumor in the village that the Muslims are coming. Spread the rumor that Muslims are coming. So the pujaris and the worshippers, they picked up the deity of Gopal and ran down the mountain and they came to Gantoli, to this place. And there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know that, oh, Gopalji has come here. So he came running over there. And for 7 days and seven nights, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced here in ecstasy, gathering all the devotees and Brijvasis. He really drowned them in ecstasy of love of Godhead and really fulfilled his desire of having darshan of Gopalji and his desire of serving Gopalji by doing Sankirtan. After 7 days, everybody came to know it was just a rumor. So that time, they decided to put the deity back on the temple. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led the procession of the Sankirtan party, which was carrying the deity of Gopalji back to Gopalji temple. So from this place, it's about 5 kilometers. So they all danced all along till the Jatipura, under the mountain where the temple is, just on the mountain. Till that point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went along, and then the Purohits carried the deity over the mountain and it was established again in the mountain. So this is the story. So Gantoli is a very special place, Mahaprabhu's place. Even Vallabhacharya stayed there and gave 7 days Bhagavad Saptaha. So there is also, you will find Vallabhacharya Baitak there. Baitak means, Vallabhacharya Baitak means there are 84 Baitaks of Vallabhacharya. And wherever he did 7 days Katha, that place is designated as Baitak. So this is one of the Baitak of Vallabhacharya also. The place of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya's visit also. The place where Krishna and Radharani were tied together. And the tree is still standing there to tell you that yes, we were tied over here. Hari Bol. So now we went left side. We covered all the places like Chandra Sarovar, Pravishtavan, Shirsagar Kunda, Chaturbhuj Narayan temple. And again we have come, done a half circle. And again we have come to the main Parikrama path from where we left. Where did we leave? Any idea? See, we left at Sankarshan Kund. This is the place where we left the Parikrama, took left detour and visited all these beautiful places. And we went to Surdas Kund, then we went to Shirsagar Kunda, then we went to Darshan, Kaita Kadamba, and we have now turned to Gulal Kunda. From there we have turned to Govind Kund. very, very beautiful place. Govind Kund is also very broad and large and deep Kund. You all know that when Krishna lifted Govardhan for 7 days, 7 nights, finally the Samvarta clouds, you know, they went to Indra back and they told, Maharaj, our water is over. What to do? There's nothing happening there. Not even one leaf fell from the tree. Not even one person is killed. We could not even, bolte na Hindi mein, baal bhi baka nahi kar sake. Not even one hair of anybody fell down from because of our torrential rains. Musaldhar Varsha. But you should know that one significant point they told Indra when they were reporting back that we could not succeed to destroy. What they said? Oh my Lord Indra, we are very sure that we must have done some pious activity or some Vaishnava Seva in the past life that we could get Sri Krishna lifting Govardhan. We could get to see Sri Krishna lifting Govardhan and playing flute simultaneously and all the Brijvasis under the shelter of Govardhan. This was such a picturesque sight, such a picturesque sight that we were pouring rains as per your order, but we were relishing the beautiful sight of Krishna lifting Govardhan. We are so fortunate, my Lord. And Indra was not in the mood of listening to their realizations. Indra saying, you rascals, let me go now and throw my vajra on that. And he came down and threw his vajra, but nothing happened. Vajra was useless. And then finally, when vajra was useless, Indra came to his senses. Indra knew only Supreme Personality of Godhead can defeat my vajra. No other demigod can defeat my vajra. So when his vajra got defeated, became rendered useless, he came to know, oh, this 7 year old boy, they were telling me that he is Lord himself. I didn't believe. I thought he is a talkative, useless boy whom they listened and cancelled my worship. Now I understand. He is the Lord. And such a stupid fellow I am. I wanted to destroy. I wanted to not even interrupt, but destroy him. Destroy his devotees. What a rascal I am. So he came down. He came down on his elephant carrier, Airavata. And he wanted to catch attention of Krishna. He came from one side, Krishna looked on the other side. So he came from there, and Krishna looked on the other side. Then he came to know, he is very angry with me. He is not going to look at me. Now what to do? Where I should hide myself? So he went all the way to Brihaspati, his Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, please save me. I have done a blunder. He said, yes, you are rascal number one, fool number one. You have done such a mistake, such a blunder. You are wondering what kind of thing has haunted you today. He said, yes, Maharaj, whatever you say is right, I understand, but now how to get out of this thing? He said, we have no solution for you. We are nobody to tell you any solution. You have offended the very Supreme Lord himself. How do we tell you? Brahma also he approached. Brihaspati Brahma together told him, you are a fool number one. Yes, I accept. Tell me what to do. So the Brahma and they discussed and they said, okay, one option we give you, no guarantee. You can take the medicine, but cure is not guaranteed. So, you can go down, take shelter of a sincere devotee, maybe a cow. You can find a cow and take shelter of cow. And if that cow desires to take you to Krishna, maybe, maybe Krishna will look at you. And maybe, maybe, maybe he will forgive you. So you can imagine, Devendra, the king of all demigods, the most powerful of all demigods, the most powerful, he had to come down and take shelter and bow down to a simple cow of Vrindavan. And suppose I was the cow, you were the cow, what would you do if Indra comes at your feet? You would like to kick him on the face and say, you rascal, you had wanted to destroy all of us, now you are coming to beg pardon. But why did Surbhi did not, why she did not do this? What power she had to forgive him immediately? Because all the troubles that they went through, listen to this very carefully, they went through too much trouble because there were rains and there was cold, like freezing cold, and they had to wander to protect their calves, and they were, houses were floating and they were floating themselves also, their life was in danger. But after that, they saw Krishna for 7 days and 7 nights lifting the Govardhan, playing his flute. Imagine that darshan cleansed all the bad effects, cleansed all the pains, cleansed all everything what was negative. And they were filled with joy. So with that joy, there was no memory of all the pains. So when Indra came, immediately she forgave. Why could Devaki forgive Kamsa? Tell me. Because 6 children were smashed in front of her own eyes by her own brother. they were smashed to, no, can't imagine, crushed. The body was only simply flesh and blood. So which mother can forgive such a person? But why she forgot, could forgive? Because she just few hours ago had the beautiful darshan of Krishna. Because of that, all her miseries, all her past remembrances, all her impressions, negative, everything was washed off. She was only filled with bliss. So in that blissful condition, when Kamsa came to beg forgiveness, she could very easily forgive. So how one can forgive? You need to be Krishna conscious to forgive. You can forgive anybody only when you are fully Krishna conscious. 100% Krishna consciousness can give you the power of forgiving anything. That's the only method. This is where we learn. So then Indra said, oh my lord, so Churubi took him to Krishna, and Krishna first time looked at him. All this time he was not even looking at him, neglecting. You know, neglecting is the worst treatment you can give to anybody. So Krishna was neglecting, and because he now took shelter of his devotee, Krishna looked at him. Otherwise he wouldn't have even worthy looking at him also. But Surubhi presented him to Krishna. Oh my dear Krishna, this is Indra. He is repenting. He is repentful. Please forgive him. Then Krishna looked at him and forgave him and warned him, don't do this again. This is misuse of power. I gave you power not to apply to me only. So Indra was forgiven now. But then he wanted to, you know, he had done a blunder, so he knew he had done a big blunder. He should do something to at least not match up, but something to do something. He asked Krishna, can I bathe you, my lord? Can we perform Abhishek for you? He said, okay, we can do. So then Indra called all the demigods and, you know, told them to bring best of the things from their abodes. So Varuna got his singhasan. Vayudev got chhatri, that umbrella, to hold over Krishna's body. And Airavat went to Swargaloka with his five trunks. He brought umpty number of Gangajal, Akash Gangajal. Apsaras, they got Gangajal from the skies, from the divine skies, or what is that, Swargaloka skies. And then Airavat brought, Indra brought, Brahma brought. Brahma, it seems, made 108 ponds of Gangajal. Apsaras made. Indra, finally, Surubhi cow came. Indra made him sit on the singhasan, that throne on given by Varun Dev, and Indra bathed him with Surubhi's milk and Airavat pouring Gangajal on him. And both the things, milk and Gangajal, Akash Gangajal, came together washing the body of Krishna and formed this beautiful Govind Kunda. This beautiful Govind Kunda is Charanamrita of Krishna. The water which collected after bathing Krishna by Indra Devata in the assembly of all the demigods. This is the place where we get closest to Govardhan. Maybe also good tall Govardhan is available here. Now many pastimes took place here. Our Madhavendra Puriji, who is the Guru's Guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the incarnation of the desire tree of Vaikuntha, Kalpavaksha of Vaikuntha, he took incarnation as Madhavendra Puri. And he was a great devotee of the Lord. He came here, he sat under the Kalpavaksha tree and meditating, and he was fasting. He was not begging anybody anything. So Lord Krishna came in the form of a small boy and gave him a pot of milk. He said, oh my dear Yati, you are staying here and not eating anything, not begging anything. The ladies who are washing clothes there, they told me that they are washing you for many days, but you are not begging anything, you are fasting. So in this village, whoever doesn't eat, doesn't beg food, I personally come and give milk. This is my duty. So I have come here to drink, give milk to you. Please drink the milk and I will come back to take my pot again. And Madhavendra Puri was so enamored by the beauty of this boy. And he drank the milk when the boy went away. When he drank the milk, he was in ecstasy. Tears were flowing from his eyes. Love was pouring out of his heart. Hair was standing on end. His throat was getting choked up. He was wondering what happened. And the boy never returned to get the pot back. And then in the dream, the same boy came. He said, I am that Gopal. Yesterday I came to you. I am the Supreme Lord Gopal. And I have been under this stone of Govardhan Mountain since long time. Please take me out. So then, next morning, he gathered all the Brijvasis, and actually speaking, Krishna held his hand and took him to the place where he was under the stones. That is called Gopala Prakatya Sali, the place where Gopalji appeared. The same place next day, remember. remembering that instruction, Madhava Indrapuri went there and dug it very gently, and there came out the beautiful deity of Gopal. That deity of Gopal also was sculpted by Vajranab. And after the installation by Vajranab, it had unmanifested, and then he himself manifested through the hands of Madhava Indrapuri. And then Madhava Indrapuri stayed here and performed his bhajan later also. And when he revealed the deity of Gopalji, he established it on the mountain as per desire of Krishna. And then for about a year, there was every single day Annakoot festival celebrated by all the villages, one village per day. So many days, for the full year, there was a big queue. Every village was offering chappan bhoga, mountainous items, and there was festival every single day. Then of course you know that Gopalji came in dream again of Madhava Indrapuri and told him that I am very hot. I was under the stone for so many years, so I am very hot. You can please go to Remuna and Malayagiri and pick up chandan and apply paste on me. Then he went to Remuna, and then the pastime took place when Lord stole kheer for him, Gopinathji, and Gopinathji was named as Kirachoro Gopinath. And then again Gopalji appeared in his dream there and told him that now you apply the chandan to me there only on Gopinath. I am not different from Gopinath. So I will accept all this chandan and coolness from there, and I will become cool here. So then that chandan yatra took place there for 21 days, and Gopalji in Govardhan felt cool by that. It's a long story. So this place, you see, you have darshan of Govardhan from here, closest darshan, Govind Kund, and you can see more closer. And this is the place where Madhavendra Puri finally sat down and did his worship. Also Vallabhacharya sat down and did worship over here. So there is a Vallabhacharya Baitak also and Madhavendra Puri Baitak also. Both are there at one bank of Govinda Kund. And this is the Kalpavruksha tree of Kadamba at the bank of this one. And there are beautiful birds here, kingfisher and parrots and peacocks and so many. Now in Corona times, hundreds of peacocks are walking on the road because there is nobody there. Some people have started doing parikrama now, but it is filled with trees and filled with birds and peacocks and wonderful unseen birds there. Please embrace this tree. We have sat here many times to perform our katha and our kirtan here with a number of devotees in I camp. In the I camp, always we do, after I camp we do parikrama. So we come here and we sit here at the same place where we are watching here. And at that round circle place, I sit and people sit on the banks of Govind Kund and they listen to katha. And then all of us embrace this tree. This is a Kalpavruksha tree. Please offer your desires of heart to please Krishna, and the trees will fulfill your desires. As I told you, there are beautiful peacocks all time moving around here, making their sound. Keka, 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 meow, 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 meow. Like that. So then another angle of Govind Kund. I remember under the this tree, you can see a platform there. Can you see a platform there under the tree in the shadow? On that platform, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Dandulu Swami Maharaj had addressed about 3,000 devotees, and they all had done about 2-hour lecture there, and then they all of them sat down in the dust in front of Govardhan, and they chanted their Gayatri. That scene is in front of my eyes, picturesque scene, all of them sitting facing Govardhan and chanting their Gayatri in the afternoon time. We had reached about 9 o'clock in the morning, we did kirtan dancing, there were 2-hour lecture, and at noon time they did Gayatri over there. Please offer your pranams to this holy place. And this is Indra established Radha Govinda deity over there. Then this deity was sculpted by Vajranam at the banks of Govind Kund, Radha Kund. When Krishna was bathed in Govind Kund, Indra declared that I declare you as Govinda. That name was given to him here. Govinda means Gavindati iti Govinda. That means one who is the lord of cows, lord of earth, and lord of senses, indriyas. That is Govinda. Gavindati iti Govinda. A beautiful darshan of Radha Govindji. And this is Gopalji, which our Madhavendra Puriji revealed. And this is a place where he revealed. Now that time, please imagine, that time this place was in the mountain. Now because the mountain has receded, this place has come out of the mountain. But when Madhavendra Puri, he had to dig the mountain to take the deity out. So we are now looking at the place where Gopal was revealed. But this was part of Govardhan, much taller than this time, that time. the place remained there, mountain went behind. So this is the place where he revealed Gopala. Now we can see from there, now we have left. We have left from Govind Kund now. We are walking now very, very, very close by. There is also big, big Kadamba forest on left side. And right side, very close. You can see the road, the picture taken by all of us. Very close road is there. You can just almost walking on Govardhan, but we are not walking on Govardhan. You see now. See now how beautifully close you are to Govardhan. This is the road we walk by. And then we come to a beautiful pond called Nipakunda. Nipakunda is a pond where lots of Kadamba trees are there, and Krishna and Radharani would meet at the banks of this kunda. Very beautiful kunda, but generally people don't visit this kunda. It is a little off the track on the pathway of Govardhan Parikrama. Nipakunda Dham ki jai ho, do the ashwan quickly, take bath and go ahead. Hari Bol. So now we come to a very beautiful place, just about 5 minutes walk, 10 minutes walk from Govind Kund. You see the pink temple in the middle of the trees? Please see carefully. The pink temple is Dhoka Dauji temple. What is the meaning of Dhoka? Dhoka means Dandavat, offering pranams, offering obeisances. Dauji means Balramji. So what is happening here? You can see now. We are closer now. Right? You can see now. Now we are closer. This temple is exactly on the mountain. So we are not supposed to climb the mountain. So we are not able to go inside the temple because it is in the mountain. So what is there in the temple? Lord Balram came to know that Krishna is performing Ras Leela across Govardhan. That time Chandra Sarovar came afterwards. Na? So I can't say at the banks of Chandra Sarovar. Chandra Sarovar came because of the dance. But when the dance began, there was no Chandra Sarovar. It was only a dance of Ras Leela in the spring season. Vasanti Ras Leela. So immediately Balram came very anxiously, eagerly to watch his brother dance. But he was standing on the mountain, so he felt he could be seen by Krishna. So if Krishna sees him, he will be embarrassed and then he will stop his dance because of respect to his elder brother. So Krishna, Balramji did not want to embarrass Krishna. Balramji wanted to see the dance without even Krishna knowing that he is watching. So what he did, the only way he could do is he offered Dandavat Pranam. He came to a Dandavat Pranam position, flat. And in that flat position, his eyes gazing at Ras Leela, at Chandra Sarovar, at that place. And because he was watching Ras Leela from here in the obeisances position, he attained the ecstasy symptom like Stambha Vikar. Stambha Vikar means he became stunned. He became like wood. He became like a rock, you know. He became completely stunned with ecstasy. So this position is Balramji's ecstasy watching over Krishna's rasa dance at Chandra Sarovar Petha Gaon. So before he bowed down, what he did was he removed his crown and put it on the one stone. And he was in so much ecstasy that the stone melted and the crown went inside the stone. So this is called as Mukut Shila, the Shila of the crown of Balramji. This is just outside the temple, and little further is the temple. But we don't know, neither we have the deity picture. But it is supposed to be a deity only unique in the world, in the lying down position with flat Dandavat Pranam. So we pass by that now. You see, we will go across that now, keeping our gaze on right side. We further go across Govardhan Mountain. You can see that the mountain is quite steep here, quite reasonably steep here. When we go on the other side, the mountain is very slopey. It's not so steep. Now, please watch carefully. There are caves in the mountain. There are stone gaps and there are spaces inside. Very, very closely observe. There are, I can see 1, 2, 3, 4 here. On the top side, you can see near the trees, there are some gaps. And there are actually, you can walk inside those gaps. Now we get darshan of blue cows there. They're not homely, they're forest cows, and they're very rare seen, but they will be very often seen on the top of Govardhan Mountain. They're called as Nilgai, blue cows. Now you can see blue and light colored stones. Then you see different kind of birds, amazingly will come across. Then you see cows grazing on the mountain. Now you can see the caves very nicely. If you see on the top, there are so many spaces under the stones. You can sit and do worship, but we can't climb. but there are places where Krishna Balaram would sit inside. Radharani and Krishna would go inside and spend their nights sometimes. Vallabhacharya had seen in his vision that Radha Krishna went under the cave and performed their pastimes whole night, and they came out in the morning. They have symptoms of their meeting on their bodies. So these are the caves where they have witnessed Krishna Balaram, Radha Krishna performing their intimate, indescribable pastimes. Then we again start walking. This particular path I can't describe you. This path is like butter-like dust is there. Butter-like soft, cool brushed dust is there. Talcum powder you can apply on your face. Very beautiful, soft. A real braj-raj that is described is all there on this road. So we always remain very conscious what our feet are touching to, what our eyes looking at, what our skin feeling the breeze, what our eyes watching the Kalpavruksha trees. We have to be completely aware and alert while we are doing Govardhan Parikrama to get the complete benefit of being around Govardhan. So see this beautiful path. We traverse this path, we walk ahead. We walk ahead and come to Apsara Kund. And then Apsara Kund is the place where the Apsaras from Swargaloka, they got Akash Ganga water and they filled up and made their own pond. One more pond is there, Naval Kund. Now the difference between this thing is, Apsaras picked up water and took bath. Gave bath to Krishna. But later on, Radharani, Gopis and Krishna performed Ras Lila over here. And it is said that all the Gopis, they melted in Apsara Kund. They became one with the water. So this is actually Sakshat Gopis only. Apsara Kund is Sakshat Gopi. So please offer your pranams, take bath, do achman, offer your prayers. This is the most wonderful place. At the banks of Apsara Kund, Sri Krishna showed the gopis 24 incarnations of his, like Varahadev, like Lord Ramchandra, like Matsya Avatar, like Kurma Avatar. It is said that he dug the earth as Varaha Avatar at the banks of Apsara Kund. All the gopis were wonderstruck. Krishna was showing one after another 24 incarnations. He gave darshan to gopis. This is Apsara Kund, where gopis melted. This is Naval Kund, where Krishna melted. When Ras Lila took place, Krishna melted in Naval Kund. This is Krishna himself. Please offer your pranams. Hare Krishna. This is, the Guru Maharaj Radhana Swami has told that keep your logic at home and go to Braj. Don't talk about any logic. Also, when you hear Krishna Katha, keep your logic at home. If you are listening to Bhagavad Gita, use all the logic. But Srimad Bhagavatam, keep logic at home. When you develop complete faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you go to Bhagavatam, then you go to Brajbhumi. Because many things are illogical, but they are divinely true. So we go with full faith and we believe that Sri Krishna melted over here. This is Naval Kund. You can see the divine waters. It is not dirty. It is a green, some plant is there which floats over the pond. Now at the left side of Apsara Kund, there is something called as Narasimha Mandir. And this was ancient temple, I don't know who established that, but very beautiful Lord Narasimha Murti is there. So please offer your pranams. Tavakara Kamalavare Nakham Adbhuta Shringam Dalita Hiranya Kashipu Tanu Bringam Keshava Dhruta Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadish Hari. We offer pranams, ask for protection. Protection above consciousness, protection from Maya, protection from deviation. We need a lot of mercy of Narasimha Bhagwan. Narasimha Bhagwan is established here. We go inside temple, we offer pranams and we move ahead. Then we come across a very beautiful place. This place is actually housing a cave. And that cave was utilized by none other than Raghav Pandit, who was the incarnation of Champaklata Devi. In Krishna's pastime, Champaklata was the best cook. And in Gauranga's pastime, he came as Raghav Pandit. And he would feed Krishna. Raghavera Ghore Randi Radharani. It is mentioned over there. In Raghav Pandit's house, near Panihati, Radharani herself would cook. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that whoever will study the food items in the bag of Raghav Pandit to be offered to Krishna, only by studying the number of items in the Raghav Pandit's bag, one will go back to Godhead. You don't don't have to chant Hare Krishna. Just study. Is it the rasgulla there? Or bala gulab jamun there? Is roti there? Is chandrakala ras there? Is rice there? Is pakoda there? Is paneer there? Just study that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has promised. We are not promising. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Raghav Pandit's bag, which you study, you will go back to Godhead. Raghav Pandit also was participant of Panihati Lila. So this particular house, houses the cave where Raghav Pandit stayed. Please let us go to the cave now. It's underground. Now you can imagine. Where is the cave? Cave is in the mountain. So why the cave is away so much from mountain? Because that time mountain was here and the cave was in the mountain. Now the mountain has gone underground and cave remained there only. And this is where Raghav Pandit performed his bhajan in Govardhan. And Raghav Pandit gave Braj Parikrama to Acharya Srinivas and Narottam Das Thakur. The very great description in Bhakti Ratnakar that he gave Parikrama. Personally came out and they were falling down in ecstasy, crying tears of love. Thinking why we were not there when Krishna was there. Why we were not there when Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was there. They were always singing that and crying and falling on the ground again and again. Such kind of parikrama you must have given. Imagine, they are just reading and by heart, memorizing and giving parikrama. They were giving parikrama with love, with so much of ecstasy. Then we go ahead and we see a very unique Shila where Airavat, Indra's elephant, his footprint is there. The proof that he came with Indra to perform Abhishek to Krishna. Now you see, this picture we have taken, we are proud to tell you that. You can see that road that came and now you are taking U-turn. You are taking U-turn from right side. Now people are also walking there, you see. And the end of Govardhan you can see. From closer you can see further, see this is the end of Govardhan. This is called Poochari because Govardhan is in the form of a peacock upside down with eyes up gazing the sky. And the body and the tail is called Poochari. Poochari means a tail. This is the tail of the peacock of Govardhan Mountain. So this is where they take U-turn, we all take U-turn and you can see where we were before, the mountain was steep and where we turn U-turn, there is no steepness. It's all flat, you know, very less slope is there. And now, we further come closer and now we come to Poochari Ka Lauta Baba. Govardhan had requested Hanumanji, you have to stay and console me. So Hanumanji in one form stayed back here. And then he became Sakha of Krishna in Krishna Leela. And then when Krishna was leaving, the day he was leaving for Mathura, that was his day, his turn to bring food from his house, sponsorship. So he saw Krishna going, he said, Krishna, Balaram, you are going? Today is my turn. How are you going? So Krishna said, don't worry, we will come in 2 days. So he said, okay, you are telling me you will come in 2 days. I will wait here, not eat, not drink, not sleep, but only wait for you, taking your name. And you know, in 2 days Krishna never came. Krishna did not come for more than 115 years. In 115 years he stayed here without eating, drinking and sleeping. So some explanation is there that Krishna came to Vrindavan back in the name of killing Dantavakra in Mathura. At that time they were on peak of separation. So Krishna entered Mathura, entered Vrindavan, met all the gopis, met all the friends and delivered them back to Golok Vrindavan. That time he also delivered. This one story. And second story is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and embraced him and delivered him. But in both the cases he stayed long for separation from Krishna. So Poochari Ka Lauta Baba, who is none other than Hanumanji, you can see his club next to him. He is teaching us patience. Have faith in the good wish of the Lord. The Lord will never do anything bad. And whatever Lord will say, he will fulfill. So wait patiently and all the good fortune will be upon you. As the enthusiasm and patience are supposed to be two rails of the train track of bhakti. So utsaha and dhairya. So Poochari Ka Lauta Baba is the emblem of dhairya, the patience. We offer pranams here. Fall at the feet of Poochari Ka Lauta Baba and beg for a tremendous amount of patience to be achieved while traversing on the path of bhakti. Now we have U-turn. Now you can see the mountain is not so steep and the stones have become smaller in size. But if you see closely, the stones are blue in color more when you turn on right side. That's why I'm always requesting that always keep watching, keep watching, keep watching, keep observing, keep observing. The whole purpose is to take the whole mountain in our heart through the gates of the eyes. To see the blue color mountains and the beautiful trees growing on the mountains. And then we go to Kadambavan. It's all surrounded by Kadamba trees. So lots of cows you will always see, lots of peacocks you will always see on this path. And again you will see Dokadavji temple from the opposite side. That's another beauty. Again we offer Dandavat Pranam to Balaramji. And see the steep, less steep mountain, flattened mountain here. There's a rocky mountain that side. This is flattened mountain on this side. And this is the place where Indra came and first begged pardon from Surubhi. Indra Charanasthali, he surrendered over here. This is the place to offer ourselves at the feet of Krishna. Next place is the road to Surubhi Kund, which is filled with peacocks. Very beautiful peacocks. Now we have come to Surubhi Kund. With this place we will end today's parikrama and then we will have continuation from tomorrow. Now Surubhi Kund is a very important place. It's a good place to end today because this is the place where actually Indra had dialogue with Surubhi. Indra came here with Surubhi and discussed with her, opened his heart and you know really expressed his repentance. And Surubhi is such a kind mother. She very mercifully forgave Indra and said, "Don't worry, I will do something for you." So this is the place of Surubhi Kund. It's very beautifully renovated now. It's also approachable from main road of Parikrama. There is tar road and there is also dust road. By dirt road, it's on left side, but tar road is on right side of the road. You can see the beauty of this Kund, Surubhi Kund. Now, we are advised to offer all our apologies over here. This is a place of repentance. It is said that everyone, knowingly or unknowingly, they commit offenses. To devotees, to so-called non-practicing people, common men, sometimes to husband and wife and to children and to our fathers and mothers and relatives, we don't even know. Many times our gestures, our way we behave, way we talk, offends people. No, they may not come to you and tell that we are offended by you. But this is one place which is told by acharyas that you come and offer apologies for all the known and unknown offenses that you make. This place you will be forgiven, like the grievous offense which Indra performed. He also was forgiven over here by Indra, by Surubhi. Let us offer our most humble obeisances here. Sit down for some time, meditate and pray. We have grown so many years in this life. We don't even remember what offenses we have done. Such is our mentality that we remember others, whatever they have done to us, and what bad we have done to others, we never remember. Some saintly person has said that we should remember only the good things which have been done by others to us. And we should remember the hurt that we have caused to others. These two things we should always remember. And two things always we should forget. The offenses has been done to you by others and the good that you have done to others. These two things we should forget. And these two things you should remember. And always be conscious that I offended. I did this aparad. Never forget this. Because one is a mistake and one is aparad. Aparad is done to devotees and Krishna never takes it lightly. Please understand. It can destroy our spiritual life completely. We cannot afford even to think like offensive towards devotees. So spiritual life is like walking on the razor's edge. And this place is a solace. We come down here, sit down here, and I tell always devotees, sit down here, the banks of Surubhi Kund. Just forget everything. offer your apologies, beg forgiveness, fall at the feet of this Kund and Turvi, Kau and Krishna, and beg, crying tears, beg that please forgive us. Because unless we are forgiven, we cannot make progress. And unless we forgive, also we cannot make progress. Please understand. There are two things. We need to be forgiven because we need to forgive others because we also need to be forgiven. If we don't forgive, we are having no right to be forgiven by others. We can't just expect to be forgiven and we don't forgive others. It's not possible. Without developing the tendency of forgiving and being forgiven, we cannot make progress. We cannot hope to see Krishna in life. So this Kund is teaching us that we should beg forgiveness, never hesitate, because at the moment of life, in the end of life, if we have a lot of things to be, you know, forgiven for and lot of things to forgive, you will have a lot of tasks at the moment of death. Where, how will you remember the Lord? So it is said, don't wait till the moment of death to ask forgiveness and to forgive others. Just start clearing your backlog right now only. Clean your slate right now, so that there is much less work at the moment of death. Only you have to remember Krishna by the mercy of devotees. So please take time here and offer your prayers. So we will end our today's parikrama here. Hare Krishna. If anybody has some one or two questions, I will take if possible. Yes, my daughter has already arrived, so I don't want to make her wait. So maybe I'll request Rupamanjari.